This is where we, after they get the kings, we head gut, slab, strip, salt, and then we hang all our strips out here to dry.
Long strips of king salmon hang outside Diane Ishnook's Kilaginic smokehouse.
Then when they're all dry, we bring them into the smokehouse here. And that's where we start smoking them. And, you know, just like 9 or 10 days and they're all dry already, depending on the weather, you know.
Inside her smokehouse, it smells sharply of cottonwood smoke and salmon, which hangs from wooden racks. The big kings are cut into strips. The jack kings are simply split in half and dried as a sheet. But these kings aren't from Kilaginic. Local families have had to travel to places like New Stewyahawk and Lewis Point to catch their fill. Many in Kilaginic do that every year to get an earlier start on processing fish, but this year, even families who usually get their kings near the village went downriver. Ishnook and her family set their nets off to Mogalituli, or in English, Cranberry Creek. In 3 weeks, she caught one king, her sister got two in 2 weeks.
Normally, we would catch up to 30 or 40 a day, like 18 in the morning or 15 at night. We'd have to check it twice a day.
Local elder George Nelson usually catches 100 to 150 kings at Kilaginic in a season. After setting his net for a month, he's only caught 6 or 7. Ishnook says people are puzzled as to why the kings have not arrived yet. She also has another theory.
Well, we were thinking that maybe there's so many reds there, like pushing the kings out to the middle of the river.
If that's the case, she thinks king salmon may simply be escaping the nets set for them. Frances Nelson is also from Kilaginic. Like Ishnook, her smokehouse is full of kings caught downriver, but she is sure that there are king salmon near Kilaginic as well.
I think there were lots of kings in the river. I don't ever want to say there's a shortage of kings in this river. Let's just talk. You know, if those downriver people harvested all the kings that they did down at the mouth of the Nooshigak River in Dillingham, Clark's Point, you know there were a lot of kings coming up this river.
Sport fishing provides another perspective on the unusually low king catches in set nets. Katrina Merlino, the Village Indian Environmental General Assistance Program coordinator, says that people who sport fish for a full day are catching upwards of 6 kings.
Usually the nets catch a lot more than you do rod and reel. I really think that the kings are coming up in the middle channel and, you know, riding along the banks, because right where all the rod and reel fishers are, they go right where there's still water and right in the current, and they leave their line right there. And it seems like that's where they're catching the most kings, is right in the Ripley area.
While no one in Kilaginic can do more than hypothesize about why the kings are hitting the nets so sparsely, there seems to be little concern. Freezers are full, and most people have already smoked as many fish as they'll need for the year. Nelson takes a no-nonsense attitude toward the whole situation.
People all along this river have gotten their king salmon. You know, it's just a different year, a different season, you know. As Alaska Native people, we always know how to adjust to change. There's always different changes in our, you know, in the ecosystem, and we learn to adjust to those changes.
The coming years will tell whether this year's run is an anomaly or whether it's indicative of a long-term shift in the way salmon run up the Nooshigak. In Kilaginic, I'm Avery Lill.